Hello, Mrs. Atusa. Great, great comment. I really appreciate your comments and your time that you put on recording voices as a comment for my Let's Talk, which is very, very amazing. I really, really appreciate it. It's an honor to hear your voice as a comment. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time. About the things that you mentioned, yes, unfortunately, it's not something that we have to learn and, of course, and teach. Because if you want to use intelligence, logic towards these people, these kind of people, they will attack you even more. You can't teach them to talk, right? Because they don't have the brain to learn, right? So, yes, we can change ourselves. If we are in those kind of situations, we are like these kind of people. I don't think so you are. I don't think so I am. So I know that we are not these kind of dudes to change ourselves, because we are not. And I know that I'm a kind man. At least I think so. And you know, some of you told me about this. So there is no need for us to change ourselves, you know. They have to change, and we can't do anything about them. We can just ignore them in some ways, or attack them just like themselves. Okay, just like them, attack them constantly and ridicule them if they're telling you bad stuff. For example, they're constantly attacking you for because you're against, for example, a religion, or you're a religious person or something. Because in religion, we have these kind of things a lot. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or you're a man. And you will see these kind of things at your workplace a lot. You will see these kind of things in the society. Recent election was one of the examples that we can use. You know, two kind of people, two groups of people, they were attacking each other. And it was just emotion. There were no logics, right? So they were just attacking each other for no reason. And here we are, okay? Someone was chosen, and two group of people hate each other more than anything. And the situation of the country hasn't changed. So, you know, I'm not saying if the other man would be president, the situation would have been changing or something. No, I'm just saying, if either this one and that one would come, nothing would change. So it's just, you know, verbal bullying. They just attack each other. They hate each other. They hate it more than anything. You know, we have two different groups, at least in Iran. We have some people who love to be free. They love to use Telegram for freely. They hate limitation like me. I hate limitation. I don't like me to be forced to do some stuff. I hate these kind of things. But some people, they're so-so. They don't care that much. And they're super religious. As you know, we call them Basiji or something. So, you know, mostly we people attack each other. We are Iranian, okay? So we are in the same country. We have to be with each other. We have to create a chain and be with each other, be in a group. But unfortunately, we are constantly attacking each other for no reason. So this is my opinion. I think that we can't teach to anyone, unfortunately, but we can change ourselves, of course, as you said, as you mentioned. But if you try to speak in a right way, in a polite way, with these kind of dudes, I don't think it's gonna be worthy. It's gonna work, because they're full of crap. I'm sorry to say this, but they're full of crap. So don't waste your time on talking logically. Just attack them or just ignore them. That's all. Thank you so much. Again, please, please, please record more. I'd like to hear more from you. And of course, thank you so much because of the great time you put to record these great comments. Thank you again, and see ya.